Hello friends, welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. Today, let's turn to our next secret. Freedom tames the mind. Think about this. You can't tame the mind, but if you're free, your mind will automatically be tamed. So how do we set the mind free? Today we'll focus on how the mind traps itself, or what the ancient sages in wisdom tradition of Vedanta, non-duality, called sanskara. This is a Sanskrit word, sanskara. It's a residue or groove in the mind that is coming from past experiences, or you might say interpretation and attachment to past experiences. So sanskara is in a way synonymous with interpretation of experiences that in various Eastern traditions are called karma. Karma is nothing but past actions, experiences and interpretation, which create these samskaras. And the samskaras in turn create what are called vasanas, another Sanskrit term, which means seeds of intention and desire. So these are imprints in the mind that serve as seeds for future experiences. And a very simplistic way of saying this is karma, memory, and desire are the software of your soul. Karma is past experience and interpretation. Memory is sanskara or potential memory. And vasana is desire. And desire leads to the cycle of life, which is also referred to as the wheel of experience or samsara. Samsara is the wheel of existence. Sanskaras rule the psyche through a jumble of old, outworn, and in some cases irrelevant experiences. And everything from rage, anxiety, depression, sexual addiction, substance abuse, obsessive compulsive behavior is the manifestation of sanskaras. So let's pause here today, and tomorrow we can discuss how our fixed reactions are a result of karma, sanskara, and vasana, memory, desire, and past experience, the software of the soul.